This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, launching a tour of the Middle East to try to secure a ceasefire in the Gaza war as increasing strain showed in Washington's relationship with its ally Israel. U.S. Republican senators say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told them Wednesday that Israel will continue its efforts to defeat Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu spoke to Republicans via video link nearly a week after Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer harshly criticized the Israeli leader as an obstacle to peace and called for new elections in Israel. Netanyahu has long been aligned with Republicans who accuse Schumer of seeking to, quote, overthrow the Israeli leader. Palestinians mourn 28 killed in Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles Deledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Wednesday that Ukraine will receive a major military aid package.
I'm confident that we will achieve Plan A. We will get a strong bipartisan vote in the House for an assistance package for Ukraine, and we will get that money out the door, as we should. So I don't think we need to speak today about Plan B.